Pink old peckers plepped a pile of... All right, I'm good.
Toy boats, toy boats, toy boats, toy boats, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
All right, we got to get right into it today.
Okay.
Got a lot of ground to cover.
Ready, set, go.
Pump the juice.
Spy versus spy talking show. Pump the juice.
That's right. We're back in its new season again.
Happy New Year.
Happy premiere.
Happy. It's Persian New Year.
New cat trashed my studio, dude.
Uh-oh.
I came down here and there was like a mixer on the floor, microphones unplugged, microphones falling from the ceiling. The record player was on and like a skull that I have on top of my speakers was like on the ground.
Is there a really cool recording sitting on your desktop?
That'd be cool, but no.
The cat just like figured out how to record some music?
Yeah. No. Next time.
Oh.
Oh, what are you doing? Is that about the cat?
Yeah, I think they're ambulance. Cat ambulance from...
In America, that's the sound taxis make.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
all right. Like 10 racist jokes went through my head, and I didn't say any of them. Aren't you?
Well, that's great. That's really good. You're better than a lot of the internet.
I know. So it's not about not having the thoughts. You can't. Yeah. Help that. I think a lot of people feel bad about like, oh my god, I had a dark thought. I'm like, well, that's going to happen. But
yeah, totally.
The trick is to not say them out loud all the time, mm-hmm. and to not let them like, not let it ruin your life.
Yeah, or the lives of others.
Exactly.
You gotta have a filter. I mean, you gotta. That's your defining bit right there. I mean, I'm sure lots of people think, even the nicest people in the world have just like horrible, horrible thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, no one's perfect, right? You try to get better all the time. You try to think like, oh, I won't think negative things about people, or I'll not talk behind people's backs,
right.
Or you know, whatever. But it's probably going to happen. And I think all you can really do is just decide how to, you know, what to do with that once it does happen, like how to react and how to learn right. from something, because to get mad at yourself it. Yeah, like getting mad at yourself for something happening is kind of like, well, you know, it's like you're not really gonna go back in time and stop that from happening. So
whoa, that's self-help. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
You covered it.
Yeah, that's help for myself anyways. But
you nailed that.
Yeah. Do you want to start doing self-help?
Yeah,
I feel like there's already too many podcasts about that already.
All right. So what's left?
Wait.
Losing it up?
I never know. What is this supposed to do? This is the whole, like, feed a cold, starve a... No, feed right. a flu, starve a cold thing. It's kind of like, what do you do? The thing that everyone else is doing, because that's what is important to be, like, and seems to be, you know, in the zeitgeist. Or do you do your own other thing that nobody cares about?
Yeah.
Well, is it selfish... Is it selfish to do art for yourself? Is that,
Yeah, but is that bad?
Yeah.
No.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, it's the definition of selfishdom, but it's like, fucking so what? Eat shit.
Eat shit and die.
That's right.
That's the only rules in life.
Yep.
Only the two things that are for certain in life is eating shit and dying.
What have you done for yourself today, Brian? How have you furthered your day?
Like my personal self?
Yeah.
Have I done to make myself better, or what have I done that just for myself?
Yeah, both.
I doodled a little bit. I played guitar. I sang some songs. Some of them that I wrote, and some of them were songs that I did not write.
Right.
So, I played a little bit of computer game. I ate some food.
That's all great.
Those are things that I did for myself today.
Okay. What'd you do for society, though?
I tweeted. That counts, right? That's
totally
community service.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole reason I have a Twitter.
Baby steps.
Baby step up, too. to the streets, to the dancing. What are those dancing movies? Step Up?
Yep.
Step Up.
Get,
Step Up, Marshmallow Man. Hold on, I'm going to tweet that. 1 sec.
All right.
What?
This is,
you can't do that.
People, this is the process. This is how this works.
Oh, man. All right. Go ahead.
Step Up, Marshmallow Man. Just colon? Right. Step Up, colon? This is me live.
We never had this problem before. Twitter
live reading a tweet, right?
Yeah,
this is what I do. Now, do I capitalize the whole thing as though it were a title? Yes, I do. Do I put a colon? Because it's a Step Up franchise. Step Up, Marshmallow Man. It's one of those ones you got to say out loud.
Can you italicize that?
I wish. If only they added. They added line breaks in Twitter, but if they added italicized in bold and flashing text and scrolling text, man, imagine what we could make with that.
Yeah, got rid of the character limit and let you just have a website.
Do you think there's a browser plugin that changes strips out all the formatting of everything just so it's just blue?
Just the solid type of text? Oh, I don't know.
But that must be a thing, right? Or would it not work for every site, I guess, because not every site is designed that way.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't work for flashlights, but what does?
I don't know.
No. Fucking
that Ryan North tweeted a link to that church website. It was like what was it called? Something cathedral, something whatever, .net.
Whoa.
And it has like the craziest motion graphics, like someone trying to do like a blockbuster movie, like action movie style, like lightning and fucking, you know, the transforming, like things coming down and showing you a word, you know, and then the word, you know, explodes into some doves or something. It was pretty intense.
Nice.
I think it was a little bit like a religious experience.
But was it bandwidth heavy though?
It was like flat, and it took so long to load, and I'm like, holy, I don't remember the last time I was on a website.
That'd
be funny. Well, that's the thing, is like, I'm willing to let this load because someone was like, check out this thing. Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But if you're at a real site and it takes, even if it's like not a flash site and just somehow takes like an extra second to load, you're like, ah, fuck this. I'll look at it later, or maybe I won't. Fuck you, internet. Yeah. I don't care.
Oh, man. That's dark.
That's what happens to me. I can't wait that extra second. It's like, this is not worth it. And there are certain things when it's like, oh, I know for sure this is not worth it. So, but then there are other times I don't know what I'm missing out on. Mm-hmm. It's like, a funny picture, and it doesn't load right away. You're like, I believe you. I've seen funny pictures before. I believe that this is a funny picture.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the funniest?
No.
It doesn't matter. Like, what is the funniest? And when people are like, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, do you keep a tally of what the funniest thing is and then like challenge
it? They keep the opposite of a tally. They don't remember the last funny thing they saw at all. So it's just like,
so as far as they're concerned, it's like a goldfish with a 6 second memory. Like, oh my god, this is the greatest. And that is actually probably a really good way to live.
Yeah, totally.
Just anything that you find impressed. Exciting is like, this is great. What else is there? And it's kind of true to live in the moment.
You ever walk out on a gift that's loading?
I leave it in another tab and I'm like, I'll look at all these at once.
Oh man.
Yeah, or like it stutters, like, you know, the first time it has to go through, it has to like chug through, you know?
Goes halfway through, and then,
and you're like, all right, I've seen enough of this. Yep. Internet since 2006.
Yeah, what else was there? Was there Vines? No.
Vine?
Vines lately?
Nah, I don't know, sometimes. Yeah, Vine is sweet, but it's also like, boy, like a bad tweet, you can just skim.
Yeah.
And you can't skim 6 seconds of video.
No, like a bad Vine can blow your whole minute.
Yeah, like you have to. 6 seconds, it seems like nothing, but you can obviously do a lot in it. We've seen it. And, you know, you still have to get through it. You still have to. And if it's boring, you can be bored for 6 seconds. Like, yeah. It's possible.
It's a metaphor for life. It's a.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
If you only had 6 seconds left in your life, would you want to be bored during it? Or would you want to be like, ha, puppy? I don't know. Puppies are probably boring to some people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a puppy. You don't need to look at a picture of a puppy.
They have a browser extension where you can watch Vines twice as fast now. Is there any way you can speed up this fucking
life in general?
Show me every other frame. Would that be all right?
Yeah, I don't need this to be a full 24, yeah. 29, whatever.
Audio descriptive services for the...
That's what tweets are, man. It's like this. And you're like, yeah, okay, good. Yeah. I can read that a lot faster. I can read it twice. I can read it as many times as I like.
Yeah.
You know.
Just read the word you like.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you look at the picture next to it to decide this little, like, indicator of quality sometimes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just, I trust this. These are usually good. This color. These blue ones are usually good.
Yep.
Oh, man, if you could like somehow code, like color code your own followers, you know, like you put lists, right? So you can put people in a list, but that's, I don't want to separate them that much. I just want to code them. Like my top ones, they're going to be tinted red.
Yeah.
And then the ones that I don't care about are going to be tinted black and white.
Right.
And then you can like maybe change them for priority and stuff. I think that's kind of useful stuff.
Hit them up. Send them angry letter.
The other one that I always think about is multicolored fave stars.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you fave someone's thing, maybe they don't know what color you did it. But if you could do it as different colors, you could have one color that was like, here, red is for links that I want to visit later. And blue is for just things that I thought were funny. And then yellow is for hello or whatever.
How many I've gotten that are just like, well, I read this and it fucking pissed me off and I want you to know.
You don't know. You'll never know. And that would be a black star, maybe.
Yeah. Because I know I've gotten that before. I think you should be able to do it as many times as you want. Fuck, I fave this shit 25 times.
It's okay that it's one person, one vote kind of thing. That's very, internet's democratic. That's kind of, you like the person who can spam a contest and be like, I want the new Mountain Dew to be called Jizz Face. And then it's like, well, they got a million votes, but you have to name it Jizz Face. I don't care about Mountain Dew. That was
Did they really do that?
Wasn't there something about like a soda pop flavor and they did that, and then the internet got a hold of it, and they just like did a write-in vote of the worst thing, and then they all voted for that. That also happened in the NHL, of the All-Star game years ago. They had write-in votes for your All-Stars, and the internet decided to vote for the like worst defenseman on the Vancouver Canucks, Roy Fitzpatrick. He's a nice kid and everything, but they were like, this is a guy who would never in a million years go to the All-Star game, because he's just like a plug like play. He's like one of the he's a nobody. He's a regular G.I. Joe guy.
Right.
But he is. And they're like, let's send this guy to the All-Star game. So the internet votes it up, and they make t-shirts and shit. He got so many votes that he would definitely have been put in. But the league was like, we don't want to do this. You're making a mockery of our democracy. So it didn't go through. But
dude, you can't spell fucking democracy without mockery.
It's true. Colin Mockery.
Colin there.
Mm-hmm. Mochi. So Colin Mochichi.
So he didn't get that. Must have been a bummer. Or a relief.
Well, but it would have been kind of embarrassing. I don't know. If people vote for you, even if it's a joke, isn't that sweet? You get to go on a little like holiday and go hang out with all the best players. And what's the difference? Who cares?
Gun commission?
It's not for anything. Yeah. But it's not a championship that there's no like pride or honor in All-Star. It's all just marketing, razzmatazz.
What does it sell? Soft drinks, hot dogs, skates.
I don't know.
What do they advertise a lot of? Chew tobacco.
Yeah, Gatorade and life insurance, some Subway sandwiches,
dentistry.
Yep, all those ones.
Yep.
Man, we've been listening to this oldies radio station from Hamilton called Seacock. It's CKOC.
So good.
I just like one day, I was like, I listen to oldies radio. And so I just punched it in. That was like one of the first Google results we've been listening to. It's from Hamilton, Ontario. And the ads on it are so depressing.
Because?
We were listening in the middle of the night, and it was every ad was just this one for an all-night diner. And it was like, it's a little one of those little radio ads. It's like a skit. So the guy walks in, he's like, "Hey, you guys are open?" And they're like, "Yeah, we serve breakfast all day." He's like, "Even are you open even at nighttime? Are you open in the daytime? Are you open right?" It's just one of those asking. And they're like, "Yes, we're open all the time, and we have free parking and free Wi-Fi." And it's like middle of the night radio. You're like, "Oh, this is for people who are out drunk or driving around or whatever."
Right.
Oh, fuck. or just lonely people just like, oh, I'm up in the middle of the night, what the fuck do I do? And and probably old people. Old people are up in night.
People who are way behind on Twitter and they're fucking just about over their data usage limit and they're like, fuck, we're gonna get some fucking Wi-Fi, some flex.
That's right. Go to this diner, these I can't remember what it's called now because
you're
not paying attention to the actual thing. I'm paying attention to the form, not the function.
All right,
I guess.
So, are these old Canadian songs that they're playing?
No. In fact, there has to be CanCon. In Canadian radio, you are required to play a percentage of Canadian artists.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's 30%, or I don't know. I think maybe it changes. I'm not sure, but it's a rule they put in like in the 80s or something. I don't know. And to promote Canadian art, mm-hmm. because radio stations would just play all whatever popular American stuff was, and they're like, hey, like we got shit too. But it's kind of weird that they had to mandate it, you know. But I think overall it's a good thing. But it's a little bit like, well, we have to play some Canadian songs, so here's Alanis, so here's Dion or whatever, and it's or Bryan Adams, you know, just like ones that probably would have been played on American radio anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it necessarily helped like struggling artists get played or anything like that. Just, you know, people are always, they find the loopholes, they find the workarounds.
Yeah, no, that's weird. It's a weird parallel between that and the guy getting voted into the All-Star game.
Which, how do you mean?
No, just if you don't think about it very hard.
Yeah, those are the same thing. What? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, like, well, the argument against the CanCon was always that it promotes mediocrity. It's like, you're just playing this only because it's Canadian, not because it's good enough to be a top 40 song or a whatever. It doesn't mean it's good. It just means you have to.
Not be good enough to be a top 40 song?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't understand. But overall, that was really good for Canadian music, and now there's whole stations that are devoted to playing Canadian music. There's a lot of good music coming out of this country, and we're doing okay. And maybe it had something to do with that, or maybe it just had something to do with enough time had gone by.
You guys selling a lot of CDs?
Yeah, just like they're like logs of wood that you play on a
on a woodpecker,
on a wood cord player, What do you call it? Korg?
Korg on blue?
Yeah, we did it. Finally. But the oldies Canadian stuff, there's been like Burton Cummings, Guess Who stuff, and probably some Andy Kim and April Wine.
Okay.
Who else? There's some oldie Canadians that they've been playing.
So that's moderately old.
Yeah, they're playing 50s, 60s, 70s is what their station does.
Okay.
Yeah, because like, what is oldies? We're right. Like, you remember when we were teenagers? We're like, hey man, when we're old, Nirvana's gonna be in the oldies.
Yep.
And now we are there.
Yeah.
Well, more or less. I don't know. Do you feel like that's people don't think of that as oldies, do they?
The young.
It's just not. It's just it's a different label, I guess. I guess oldies means like. Like, that's not a word that young people use. That's...
Man, fucking dang old man. When I was a kid, fucking the oldie station, Cool 108. Play music of the 10s, 20s, and 30s. And then when I was in high school.
10s? What music was from the 10s?
No, they didn't really. I mean, it was 50s, 60s, and 70s. No, it was 50s and 60s.
So the greatest Civil War marches?
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
And then it was fucking 50s, 60s, and 70s. I'm like, wow, that's a wide net. That's, wow, you really catch a lot of fish in there. And then it was just 60s and 70s. And then it was 60s, 70s, and 80s. And now it's fucking from the 70s to today. So oldie stations from the 70s to today.
That's weird because that doesn't, like, it's too much music to, too much music.
Yeah. Like if an old person comes out with a new song, you know?
Oh yeah, like that must be hard for them.
Record coming out. And...
That must be hard for those rich people. No, but
yeah, where do they shove their shit? Yeah, put it on Facebook. Put it on fucking.
But for camp. Whom and how?
The Whom should put out a new record on fucking.
The Wonder Whom.
Oh yeah,
I always thought that was cheap that the Guess Who were called the Guess Who.
That was cheap?
Yeah, I was like, there's already a band called The Who. Oh, yeah. Or wait, which one came first? I don't know.
I don't know. There's already a pants called Guess.
Yeah. What are you supposed to guess? What do you think? Oh, we're talking about it now. Yeah. They got us talking.
What were your popular pants for you? What's the most popular pants you can think of?
That I ever owned?
No, the ones you didn't own.
MC Hammer?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Was there ever,
I don't know.
Is that an American thing? Canadians covered pants, don't you?
Oh, for sure. But I'm from a pretty small town, and where no one really had any money. So there wasn't really like a lot of super designer shit going on in my town.
Well, who was the villain in the movie of your high school?
I don't know.
Did you have like the shitty kid who like...
Everyone was the shitty kid. That's the problem.
Oh yeah.
It was more like Degrassi, where everyone's like, everyone, who's the least shitty?
Right.
Caitlin, I guess. She's kind of shitty.
I saw some story that was like fucking 10 celebrities that worked their way up from the bottom. And it was like Drake. I'm like, what?
What are you talking about?
Bottom of what?
He's from Canada.
Right.
That's pretty much... all right, fair enough. Yeah. But yeah, he was on a remake of a show that was pretty much, no matter who was on that, it was going to be watched.
What show was that?
Degrassi? The remake of Degrassi.
It was a remake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Degrassi was from the 80s, man.
I thought it was one continuous thing. I thought it was like, MASH or whatever.
Coronation Street?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
No, it ended, and then they did a remake years later.
Word for word?
not a remake, a sequel, a Next Generation.
Okay.
Literally, I think they do call it Next Generation. In the first few seasons, they called it Next Generation, I think, and then they just called it Degrassi. But yeah, it hadn't been running the whole time. That'd be amazing if it was. Holy shit. If that was Coronation Street, Canada's... Oh my god, I can't even imagine. Let me tweet that.
Alright, okay.
How do I write this? What if Degrassi was Canada's Coronation Street?
Yes. Do I beat it?
What does the word attach mean?
It's when you join something to something else.
Like you're connected to something.
Say boom chucka boob job. Oh my god, what happened?
Hey, it's better.
Oh my god.
Yeah?
Oh.
Okay.
You can staple things together.